Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store, get Kroger cut beef, and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When beautiful Penny Gibbs first met wealthy Barry Carlton, neither one ever dreamed that they would someday be man and wife. But now that someday is in the not-too-distant future. Driving home from a party at the country club, Penny says to Barry,
Barry?
Mm-hmm?
Do you sometimes have to pinch yourself to make sure you're not dreaming all this?
Oh, I say I do, Penny. Well, they call me Pinch Happy Carlton at the office.
And then you don't believe this is real either, do you?
Yes, of course it's real, darling. And we're past the dreaming stage now. I wired Kevin Lawrence in New York to give us some rough plans on our house.
Kevin Lawrence?
Yeah.
That name sounds kind of familiar.
Well, it should. He's just about the best known and most expensive architect in America.
Oh, must we have the most expensive?
We have to use the best, though. Yep, I'm going to have the best wife in the world, so I want her to have the best of everything.
You know something?
What?
That's the first time you've ever referred to me as your wife.
Say, that's right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to put a stop to it.
A stop to it? But you want to call me your wife?
No, I mean, I'll have to put a stop to not calling you my wife.
Oh, that's better.
You seem to be a little touchy on the subject of what you're called, darling. How I feel about you. You don't have any doubts about me now, do you?
Barry, I love you so much. I'm not enough in my right mind to have doubts.
Well, please don't, darling. Never in my life have I wanted anything to be so right. I've never cared about anything before because I could always buy my way out of any mistakes I made. But money won't heal a broken heart. Love won't buy happiness for me or for you. So, it's just up to me as a person. You know, that frightens me a little.
Don't let it frighten you, darling. You, just as you are all I need. You're all I want.
But, Penny, I still have so little real faith in myself. You know what I was a few months ago. 31-year-old brat, a spoiled child. Weak sister whose only strength was money. I know, I've changed, but only a little. A softy can't become a solid citizen overnight.
Listen to me a minute. Do you think that I could fall in love with a person who is what you think you are? No, darling. I fell in love with you because I have admiration and respect for you.
How can you?
Very simply. Because you never were the terrible person you seemed to be. You just got into bad habits. You showed your real strength by the speed with which you broke those habits.
I had to break them, Penny, or they would have broken me.
There you are. That took strength. Oh, darling, please don't think of yourself as you were, but think of yourself as you are. And believe me, you're not spoiled. You're not a brat, as you call yourself. You're not weak.
Well, whatever I am, I'm happy.
And I'm happy. I'm so happy I don't know where I am.
Well, I'll tell you then. You're home.
Oh, so soon?
Yeah, have you noticed it, too? Time flies when we're together.
Mm-hmm.
Drags when we're not together. At least it does for me.
For me, too. Oh, it was a wonderful evening.
Yep. Just one of thousands of wonderful evenings, I hope.
I know they'll all be wonderful. Still kind of early.
Mm-hmm.
Want to come in for a while?
Yes, for a few minutes. But I'm a hard-working man, though, you know. I have to be at the office early. Yeah, matter of fact, I have an important deal first thing.
I won't keep you long. Come on now.
I don't know why, but I have a feeling I'm Not going to get to bed early tonight.
No, sir. No, I'll send you home. Don't you worry.
Maybe I'm worried you will.
No, make up your mind, young man. Do you want to go home like a good boy? Well, look. All the lights in the living room are on.
Your family doesn't worry when you're out with me, does it?
It worries when I'm not.
Oh. Now, here, let me open the door
for
you.
No, thanks. I'll do it. The lock's a little bit tricky. I know how to work it. There we go.
Yes, you make it look very easy.
It is when you know how. Quiet now. The whole house may be asleep.
I'll be quiet.
Well, let's go into the kitchen.
Penny?
Oh, Penny? Nora. Nora, this is Penny.
Oh.
And don't forget me. I'm here, too.
What are you doing up so late?
Yes, I'm so worried I just can't go to bed.
Well, did we get bad news from Mother about Pat?
Oh, no, nothing came today. It's Freddie.
What's the matter, Nora?
He hasn't come home yet, Mr. Carlton.
Oh, I wouldn't let that worry you, Nora. He's probably...
No, Barry, it isn't like Freddie to stay out this late.
No.
He goes to work very early in the morning. When did he leave, Nora?
Well, this afternoon. He went out to the farm to help Daddy with some new machinery. That was at 3 o'clock, and I haven't heard from him since.
Well, what did your dad say when you called the farm?
I can't call the farm, Mr. Carlton. There's no phone out there.
Oh.
Not within 3 miles.
Oh, Nora, I don't know what to say. Did you call the general store out there? That's the phone nearest to your dad's farm, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I called out there, Miss Gibson. They said that Freddie had been there this afternoon for some supplies and went back to the farm, they thought. But Crickets, that's the last anybody's seen of him.
Well, Nora, he must be staying at the farm overnight. He's done that before, hasn't he?
Oh, sure, lots of times, Mr. Carlton, but he always calls up first. I'm so afraid something's happened.
Oh, Nora, I don't like to add to your worries, but I think maybe something is wrong, too. Freddie's never out this late without a reason, and when there's a reason, he lets us know. Look, dear, maybe we better all drive out to the farm.
Oh, no, we can't all go, Miss Gibbs. Then there won't be anybody to stay with Valerie and Julie.
Isn't Peg here?
No, she's not.
Oh, she went to the movies, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't keep her out this late, darling. Last movie's been over, an hour ago.
Oh, Crickets, I didn't realize how late it was. What's even later than I thought?
No, Barry and I'll drive out to the farm.
No,
sure.
No, Miss Gibbs, I don't want you to do that. Not at this hour.
Well, look, Nora, if you'd like, I'll drive out.
No, thank you, Mr. Carlton. I'm afraid that won't help any. See, if Freddie were at the farm, he or Daddy would have called me. Crickets, I just know something awful has happened.
No, whatever's happened, it's not as bad as you think it is. It's not bad enough to cry about. Look, dear, who knows? Maybe Freddie and your dad are working so hard they don't realize how late it is. Maybe that's what happened.
I wish I could believe that.
Yes, that could be just what's happened, Nora. Why, lots of times I've completely forgotten about the time I've been so interested in what I'm doing.
But you don't know Daddy, Mr. Carlton. He always likes to get his sleep. He never stays up late. Not for anything. Freddie never does either.
Well, worrying like this isn't going to help matters one bit, Nora. I guess maybe you want to stay up till Freddie comes home or you hear something, though, won't you?
Mm-hmm. I have to stay up all night.
Well, I think we'll hear soon. But no matter how long it is, I'll stay up with you. Barry, One of us ought to get some sleep. I think maybe you better go home.
Say, guess I'd better at that. Well, now, look, if there is some kind of trouble, then maybe I can be of use in the morning. I'll phone first thing.
Do that, will you, darling?
Uh-huh. Good night.
Good night, Barry.
Oh, good night, Mr. Carlton.
Oh, good night, Nora. And don't worry too much. If there's something wrong, I know it won't be too serious.
I hope not.
In fact, I'm ready to bet it's nothing at all. Night.
Good night.
Hello.
Oh, Peg.
Surprise.
Yes, I sure am. Do you always sit in every car you find parked in front of Penny's house?
No. You're not angry, are you?
No, but...
I just couldn't bear to go into the house.
Well, look, you ought to go in there and comfort Nora.
Well, what's the matter?
Freddie isn't home. In fact, he hasn't been heard from since late this afternoon.
He went to the farm, didn't he?
Yes, but...
Don't be so naive, Barry. I wouldn't tell Nora for the world, but Freddie's probably out with some other young fellows or some girls.
No, I doubt that. Freddie is...
I know. True, blue, true, yeah. And true. So are you, aren't you?
Well, yes. You don't have to make fun of me because of it.
I'm not making fun of you. I think you're wonderful. I know that talking to me doesn't mean any breach of loyalty to Penny, or I wouldn't have waited for you out here.
Oh, you've been waiting for me?
Mm-hmm. Please don't be angry, Barry, and don't misunderstand. I feel so lonely tonight. I walked home from the movies thinking it would make me feel better, but it only made things worse.
I think I understand, Peg.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand enough to... Well, sit out here and let me talk a little while.
Well, you know, I don't think it would look right for us.
No, I don't think it would either. Neighbors are awfully nosy.
Yeah.
Would you take me for a drive? Just a short one.
I don't know, Peg.
Oh,
you see,
please,
I have...
Barry, it can't do anyone any harm, and it'll do me so much good.
Sure, all right.
Here. I'll get out. You can slide in from this side.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
You all in?
Uh-huh. Close the door, will you?
Mm-hmm. As soon as I get in. There. You weren't trying to get rid of me, were you? I'll be grateful if it's just around the block.
Well, you're awfully easy to please. Maybe that's why I like doing things for you.
Do you like to do things for me?
I like to do things for anyone who shows appreciation.
Oh, that's very nice, Barry. You do much more for me than you know. There aren't words enough to tell you how much I appreciate it. Barry.
Yeah?
I know I shouldn't say this. I know it's really a little out of line. But I like you very much. You know why?
Oh, why?
Well, because you're the kind of man I thought I was marrying when I married Jim Martin. You're just the kind of person I expected Julie's father would be.
I hope you get the man you're looking for, Peg.
Oh, Barry, I don't want a husband again. At least not for myself. But there's one thing I would like. That's a father for Julie. You know, that poor baby misses a father so much.
Mm.
You should hear her ask me why she doesn't have one. It's awful. It just breaks my heart to hear her question.
Yeah, I never realized how hard it must be on Julie not to have a father. She's an awfully sweet little girl.
Yes, Barry, she is. She's very sweet. I don't know where she gets her sweetness. Surely not from me.
No? Well, you don't know just how sweet you are, Peg. Hey, Peg.
What?
Let's make this drive a little more than just around the block. Seems to be early yet. Let's drive out to the highway.
Oh, the highway is lovely. I'd love to, Barry. But it's kind of chilly. Barry, do you mind if I sit a little closer?
No, I guess not.
Oh, I won't sit too close, Barry. I don't believe in crowding the driver while the car is in motion.
Is Barry Carlton falling into a trap set for him by Peg Martin? And why has Freddie Lang failed to come home? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger Cut Rib Roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger Cut Beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger Cut Beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.